Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas, as well as being a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, The Other Guys, 12 Strong, and 21 Jump Street. You've seen him on the wildly popular extreme mini-golf competition show Holy Moly, and today he's here to talk about the annual charity event that has raised millions of dollars for Children's Mercy Hospital, the Big Slick Celebrity Weekend, which is happening May 30th through June 1st. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh, Mr. Robert Riggle.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man. Good to hear your voice, brother. You
right back at you.
Man, it's 15 years. We were talking about that at the beginning of the show today. 15 years.
I know.
That's crazy.
That doesn't seem real.
No. It doesn't seem possible. It honestly feels like yesterday. We're out there playing wiffle ball. I'm watching you guys bowl in the beginning. It's just an idea that took off so fast. It's made more than $21 million for Children's Mercy Hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a testament to the people of Kansas City. Thanks for showing up.
Right. And
yeah.
But you, Paul Rudd, of course, Eric Stone Street, you know, Koechner, Jason Sudeikis, and now Heidi Gardner. The idea that you guys had originally was just, let's put something together for our city. And we have friends. You guys have all gone on to do some incredible things. And, I mean, even in the early days, we were stunned by the people that would show up. But it gets bigger and bigger and more expansive. Now it's not just actors and comedians. It's musicians and athletes. Honestly, every year I look to see who's going to show up. The biggest roast of all time just happened, and Jeff Ross just signs on immediately. He's announced out of the gate for Big Slick 24.
Yeah, that's so exciting, too, because I love Jeff. And I was lucky enough to do the Rob Lowe roast with Jeff. And so I got to know him there, and he's such a funny, wonderful guy. And but you're right, man. When I think about Big Slick 1, you know, we were, I think it's 6 celebrities down there at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's.
Yes.
And that included the host.
Yeah.
And now I think we're right at or just over 50 celebrities coming in to spend an entire weekend away from their families, away from whatever leisure they were planning, to come and support Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. And the word is, the reason they come, the reason they fly to the center of the country is because they've heard such amazing things about Kansas City, about the people, about the hospital. They heard what a fun time the Big Slick is. So the word's out, Kansas City is a fun place to be.
I love the idea of it all because it's not done anywhere else in the world. I don't know of any other charity event like this. There are many good ones, but this is so strangely individual and its own animal. That, you guys will come in, the airport will start hopping, the planes will land, and it'll start off, of course, with the game. You guys will go out to the K, and again, unless something is changing this year. And
no.
And, I mean, then, of course, you'll all head off to Children's Mercy Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And
and we spend some time with the kids, and we actually do, like, a Family Feud-style game that they have on closed circuit television that gets pumped around the hospital. We had to make some, you know, during the COVID days, we had to make some changes to the way we did business, which is understandable, but we still get some time at the hospital, which is pivotal, because I think it means so much to our guests that come in. They actually get to visit the hospital, visit with the doctors and the nurses and the patients and the parents. And it makes a real difference. It really shows them, you know, what they're here for. And it's really special.
Well, so, and that is what cements it. It is, we all know what a children's hospital is. We all know that there are sick children in this world. But when you walk through and you see their faces, their eyes, their parents, everything that they're going through, and you see the positive, the uplifting part, you see a great hospital with an amazing staff, and you see people light up. I mean, it's, you're right. And it's so smart that is part of the weekend. That is, you know, you make sure that, you know, so many times I think we avoid the unpleasant, right? And nobody thinks it's a fun idea to go look and talk with a sick kid. It's a heartbreaking time. But man, it cements in your soul while you're there. That's why I think everybody comes back.
Yeah, you just nailed it. You nailed it. That's exactly right. And it's amazing too, the feedback we get from our celebrities is that's the highlight of their week, is their weekend is getting that time at the hospital. It always means so much to them. So hats off to the true warriors over there at Children's Mercy, the doctors, the nurses, the staff, you know, the unbelievable hard work and innovative work they're doing. You know, they don't turn anybody away, which requires a lot of independent funding. Right. So that's why we do this thing.
And the money that gets raised from this, like, here's something I before I knew there was a get together. It was a Just Us party. That's kind of was the beginning. And I think originally it was at Gloria Rudd's house. And it was a really intimate thing to say thank you for these guys. And then, of course, somebody realized, man, we could sell tickets. And they're $5,000 a ticket. But 100 tickets will sell instantly. And it will be a VIP experience at another location that is unlike any other thing you've ever imagined in your life. I mean, just that one is crazy. That's a crazy party.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this thing over the 15 years has evolved and it's changed. It's all family run, you know, and we do it with our families. It's, right. It's always been that way. And so each year, you know, we get together and we say, hey, what worked? What didn't work? Hey, there may be an opportunity here. Some things work, some things don't work. We stick to some things we try, then we get rid of. But it's always evolving. We're always trying to make a better event and try to raise more money than we did the year before, if possible. That's always our intention and our goal. And I think we come up with some great things and new ways to do that. So I'm always proud of the innovation and the ideas that our families and the people that at Children's Mercy that when we team up come up with, because it does make a difference and it's been a lot of fun and it's unique. It's like you said, it's like, unlike anything. I think one of the reasons it is so unique and special is because I get invited to a lot of charity events around the country and I try to partake in as many as I can. And I've discovered the things I love about them or things I hate about them. Right. And I've been able to bring that back. And so have the other guys, so have the other hosts. They bring back, you know, their trials and tribulations and things they loved and hated and new ideas. And so we're always innovating.
Yeah, we guys are
trying to make it better.
You're in the feel-good business, man. And that's what you guys know. I see so many people make mistakes that when they have a good idea. They want to help somebody. But what they forget is, listen, this is a fundraising event, and that means you're in the feel-good business, which all of you guys are in the feel-good business. Every musician that plays on a stage is in the feel-good business, an actor, a comedian, anybody at the improv, you're in the feel-good, and the more people feel, and the more they're excited, the more they give, the happier it is, the more they come, the better the turnout. And it's the one thing I think you guys are the archetype of charity and fundraising. You're the perfect way to do it, and I cannot stress that enough. I've been seeing these things so many times. Give people a way to have fun and a way to help, and they will show up because people inherently want to help.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And then God bless Kansas City too, because they show up.
Yeah,
you know, we I've said this on your show before, but you know, if we throw a party and nobody comes, it's going to be a bummer.
Yeah,
but everybody shows up. Way to go, Kansas City! And by showing up, you're supporting a Kansas City treasure, which is Children's Mercy Hospital. So, you know, I love it. I'm always proud. I'm always proud to show off Kansas City. Well, I'm always proud to talk about Kansas City. And I love it, too, because when these celebs come back, they have such an amazing experience. Then they go back to where the New York or L.A. or wherever they're from, and they start talking about, oh, my gosh, you got to get there. It's amazing. You got to get there. And that's why the numbers keep growing every year. It's really fun to watch. And we got great people coming in this year.
Well, and it makes me laugh because you were talking about how families run it, like Paul's family, your family, Eric's family. And over the years, I've gotten to know people. And so, like, Paul Rudd's mother, Gloria, worked in radio, sold forever, and so I adore her. She's English like my mother, and she's just a ball buster and super great and very funny and no nonsense, and I absolutely love her. And then Eric Stone Street, who I love, I think he's incredible, but I got to tell you, I love his sister a little more. She is so funny and true and genuine and heartfelt. Like, I mean, I think Maura is incredible. And so over the years, and your sister's married to Mr. Mark, to McKee.
He's
another great guy.
I think we were all very blessed that we have wonderful families and that they want to participate and that they do participate. I mean, you got Kegner's sister, you've got Stoney's sister, you got Heidi's brothers, you got my sister and brother-in-law, you've got Kathy Sudeikis, you got Gloria Rudd and Mandy Rudd. You know, everybody's engaged, and it's become part of part of their lives. Now, they might have got recruited sucked into it early, but they've embraced it, with a full heart, and so. Yeah, the results are fantastic.
Well, this year's big slick. If you want good tickets, you want to buy them fast. And the auction items, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with. Rob Riggle's here with us this morning talking about the big slick and the amount of huge stars that will be there. I mean, just the first blush announcement, you guys roll it out slowly as time goes on. But, I mean, already Sheryl Crow has already popped up. I mean, you're already seeing, the Roastmaster General Jeff Ross himself already. It is absolutely stunning. The amount of people that we're going to see, the 2024 guests that you guys have already announced, this is bigger than the first year out of the gate.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, and what's so fun, too, is like Sheryl Crow, right? She's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. She's a true legend. Also local person, I think, in Missouri. I call that, pretty close local enough. But she, she came a couple years ago and was so much fun and she enjoyed the weekend. She wanted to come back, again, that's that testament to, how much fun the weekend is and how wonderful the people are of Kansas City, that they're so embracing, so welcoming, that they make people feel really special and they want to come back. So we're blessed to have her back. And then of course we got, like you said, fun new people coming in. The Impractical Jokers, I think we got them all.
Yep.
So, it's going to be fun doing, having them back. And I'm doing a movie right now as we speak. As a matter of fact, I'm headed to set as soon as I get off the phone with you. I'm headed to set this morning. One of the ladies one of my co-stars on that film is Bitsy Tolik. And Bitsy was on Grimm for 6 years. And then she is also she plays Lois on Superman and Lois. Right now. And she didn't know anything about this until I told her about it on set. And she said, this sounds absolutely amazing. And I said, well, then you got to come. And she said, I'm in. So right away, that's why I love some of these folks, because they're so willing to give of themselves and their time to a cause that they, sounds really good to them. So we're blessed to have the celebrities coming in that we do.
And it culminates at T-Mobile Center. Tickets will be on sale. The auction items, the night with the stars, the music you're going to hear, the interaction between these people that you see on stage, on film, on albums, in person, and sold out arenas. I mean, there are two, I can't remember their names, but they do a sports ball thing. It's a Patrick guy and a Travis guy showed up last year.
Yeah, every now and then they pop in for a little fun.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, and that's another thing too. Like we've got some amazing Kansas City athletes, I think if you love Kansas City sports, you might want to be there this year. There might be some fun things happening.
Okay, I know you got to get to set, but this thing is going to sell out. If you guys want tickets, go to bigslickkc.org. Bigslickkc.org. You want to get in fast. You guys, corporate donations are always welcome. And you guys, it's a 501c. I mean, correct? I mean, across the board, there's no reason in the world not to whip out your check. If you're a giant corporation, if you're a big company, if you've got a big budget to help, that's a great way. If you've got yourself, you just got enough money for one ticket to go to that T-Mobile Center, I assure you, don't miss this. Go at least one time. You're never going to see this many stars, celebrities. And you see them in the best possible light, the most relaxed and fun and genuine. This is the like the real personality comes out with everybody. And I think that's the best part.
I think you're right. I think you get to see a very unvarnished look at everybody because everybody's just having a good time. They're not there for any other reason than to hopefully make a difference in a positive way. So are you going to be there?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be there this
Absolutely.
Year? Oh, good. Cause I want some hang time. I've been cheated out of hang time with you lately.
Anything you guys want, man, I'd love to be there. I'm looking forward to the whole thing getting unveiled and let us know, man. We'll just keep kicking that thing off and we'll see you. What is it? It's going to be the weekend of June 1st, May 31st, and then to June 1st, correct?
Correct.
All right.
That's right.
I will see you then, man.
Awesome. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, brother. Have a good day. The great Rob Riggle. It is, have you been before, Nick?
Nope.
You should try it.
Never been invited. Sorry.
The whole city's invited you, crazy baby. Jake and I are inaugural.
Of course.
I mean.
Yeah, we're old timers.
We're OG. We're one of the original. So, I mean, you know. By the way, I came across all the photographs from playing wiffle ball with those guys. Just there's some great. I forgot about like some of the photographs of me. Like I'm rounding second with Kevin Pollak trying to tag me out. Like you know,
you probably saw people in the background of the photos. You never.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
There's a picture of me. Jackson loves it. He actually took the physical picture with him to school because it's me sitting on the bench.
Yes,
and. In that line is like George Brett, Matt Walsh,
yes.
Trent Green, Paul Rudd, like,
and everybody's talking to each other.
Everybody, I'm sitting there like I'm best friends with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, it's a great photo. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I stand out because everybody else was wearing athletic clothes. And I had jeans and a wallet chain.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say and a smoke.
Yeah, jeans and a wallet chain. And you scared. I was like a little girl, like a mom watching his kid play when you went into second base and you had boots on.
Yeah.
And you slipped on second base and you didn't fall hard, but you went down.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody else was, you were kind of laughing along with him whenever I came running in from center field. I was like, hey, are you okay? He's like, you should real concerned there. I'm like, I don't want him to get hurt.
Oh, dude. I was back there and Paul Rudd, we hadn't even really known each other. And I walked out of the area because they were still staging everybody back there. And he's like, I might have some shorts that fit you. I'm all right, man. Okay.
He's like, no, really.
I'm like, listen, I don't really have a pair of shorts. So I'm going to. This is what
Which you know that's crazy to hear that if you repeat it.
I do, but I just listen. Here's what I want to say this. Guys, I heard the term wiffle ball. That didn't tell me I needed to break out my athletic gear.
Yeah.
You're lucky I'm sober. You're playing wiffle ball. Yeah. That's right up there with tetherball to me, okay? Yeah. So I didn't feel like it was a very tough game to play.
Right.
And no, I didn't stretch before.
That was my next question.
But it was amazing to see some of the people act out. I mean, we're talking Bill Hamm was there that year.
Oh, John Hamm.
John Hamm. Yeah. Sorry. Bill Hamm was a promoter. John Hamm. And he had just exploded.
Yeah.
Like I said, Kevin Pollak and of course, Koechner.
Will Ferrell was there one year.
Yeah. Well, I remember there's a picture of Koechner and I almost kissing each other. We were going to take the picture, and I felt him look at me. Mm-hmm. And so I turned as they were like, ready for your photograph. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I kind of looked at him, and he stuck his lips out. So, you know, you just do it. Mm-hmm. And then he got closer, and I was like, oh, boy. Is this happening? So there's a picture of us like a quarter of an inch apart. Our lips are almost together. And you can see my girlfriend. It was one of our first times together. And she her eyes are like as big as can be.
Yeah. You have to watch Koechner every second. I've never met a dude more dangerous to be around.
Oh, because you'll get that picture, man.
Well, he's that friend that gets that look in his eye like, should we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Should we do it? And you know he's going to do it anyway. And I still to this day use his. Anytime you take a picture with David Koechner, and I've stole it from him and I've used it a million times. He'll scooch in behind you. He'll get in the back of the picture. And right as they go to take it, he'll lean and go, I'm
Benjamins. Yes. Yes. Well, dude, some of the names over the years. Adam McKay, huge director. Of course, he did...
Anchorman, yeah.
I'm just going to run down the names that automatically pop out of me. There's a million I'm sorting through. Aisha Tyler, remember? Al Roker, Alex Lifeson from Rush.
Yeah.
You go down, Baron Corbett, of course, Kansas City, man. Brett Saberhagen, you know, royalty. You're talking... Daughtry came in. You're talking, I mean, Damon Wayans Jr., David Cook, of course, from Kansas City, John Oliver, legend. Trulio's come back many, many times, man.
Johnny Knoxville was here.
Oh, J.K. Simmons. Do you remember the actor?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Heidi Gardner, you think, Haley Joel Osment. I'm just looking through these names. Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville, like you said, John Glazer, John Hamm. Kevin Pollak, like we talked about before. Logan Mizer's another great local. Matt Walsh, great. Michael Ian Black, great. Vardalos, great. Nick Kroll, great. Olivia Wilde, great.
One of Patrick our favorites, Mahomes. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes. Richard Christie, who those of you who don't know, if you're in the metal world, you know he was the drummer for Iced Earth.
Right.
But he's on the Howard Stern Show and has been for a number of years, and he's from just down like Chanute. And super kick-ass drummer, great talent. But see, I knew him from the earliest. I met him once at Sandstone when he was the drummer for Iced Earth before he ever got into radio.
Right.
And
he's here again this year.
And I remembered because he was from Chanute. And Soup couldn't be a nicer guy. Tony G. Gonzalez was here. Kelsey, of course. Will Ferrell. Will Forte. Wilmer Valderrama. It just goes and goes, man. Rich Eisen's been in.
Yeah.
I mean, some killer. Tom Everscott, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And you never know who is going to show up, who will be there.
And that's why they slowly get, because by the time you get to the softball game, you can't believe what you're watching.
And Richard Christie, we need to get him involved and see if LJ will be in town for this.
Yeah.
Because Grammy nominated Seven Dust. And I think now that he's lived here a number of years, he counts as Kansas City.
Yeah, he is Kansas City.
And I will tell you, Richard Christie, guaranteed, is a huge fan. I know Riggle knows all the guys in Seven Dust. And Paul Rudd's a pretty big music guy in Sudeikis, so I would imagine those they're also in the pocket. We should. I can't offer it up because they should ask him.
Yeah.
But tell me that's not.
Yeah, all the years LeJean's been on the Chiefs alone should just get him.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.